This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 662, a mixed bag of vocab for your IELTS 7 and higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn super native phrases for talking about mixtures. Today's words will definitely impress the speaking and writing examiners. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, doing well, Jessica. You know, we are recording a few weeks in advance here, so we are at the very end, middle to end of December. I'm getting ready to go out to Denver and do a little skiing. I'm hoping for some more sunshine out there, more than here.
I think we have more sunshine in Portland than you do in Boston right now.
Maybe.
I'm also looking forward to experiencing some snow this Christmas break. James and I got all of our snowboard gear all ready. Well, I mean, like, the clothes and stuff. Actually, that's not true. I still need goggles. There's always like more stuff to get, but we're almost ready.
Awesome. There is a lot of equipment when it comes to skiing and snowboarding, but it's fun. Like, it's really great to have something to do outdoors in the winter. Otherwise, you're kind of inside all the time. So I think it's so important just to be outdoors, just to feel that connection with nature, even when it's cold out.
Oh, it's vital. And I mean, just wear 1,000 layers. You'll be fine.
I mean,
temperature does not have to stop you from doing anything. Just put on another sweater.
I agree. And also, we're moving. Hopefully, we're moving a lot.
Right.
You know, skiing, snowboarding. So you actually do work up a sweat. It's only when you're going up on the chair that it can be chilly, but it's fine.
It's fine. Just get over it. It's worth it. You're cool. You're on the mountain. Swish, swish. Okay. So we have some cool vocab to talk about today. And this was inspired by a question in our Facebook group.
Yeah, I love this. These are some really good questions. We're talking about vocabulary, right? Going a bit deeper into vocabulary because that is how we do it. That's how we increase our score, you know, in speaking, writing. That's one really solid way to do it.
Yes, for sure. Guys, you need to use some interesting, unique, rare vocabulary, even stuff that native speakers don't say all the time. You have to use phrases like this if you want a 7 or higher for vocab. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jessica, do you have the student's question in front of you that we could read?
I do.
Okay.
Let's see. Zarina said, would it be appropriate to say in speaking part 3 about something that has pros and cons? So I would rather say it's a mixed bag. I read it in Quora, but I'm not sure how native it is. That's a great question.
Such a good question. And I love that this student, you know, this student is in 3 Keys IELTS. So she understands that the way to get that score of 7 or higher is to use the words that other students aren't using.
Yes.
Right. And definitely mixed bag is one that students aren't using.
Totally. Oh, for sure. I love this phrase so much. So, yeah, I think that would be great. I mean, there's so many questions, topics that come up on IELTS that have both pros and cons. And a lot of speaking part 3 questions don't just ask you for one side, right? They'll be like, what are the advantages and disadvantages of getting all of our information online, right? And so this would be perfect. You'd like, so I would say it's rather a mixed bag. I would say that's too informal for writing, but you could definitely use it in speaking part 3 for sure. Even though speaking part 3 is like more formal, but it's still speaking. Like, we're still going to use some idioms that we don't use in writing.
Yeah, exactly. And we have some other examples, right, of speaking questions, Jessica, right, that we prepared today that could be used which these words could respond to, right? But maybe should we throw out the vocabulary words first and then we'll practice with the questions? What do you think?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Okay.
So, So mixed bag. That's the first one. That's awesome. And then the next one I love so much. It's just really fun to say, hodgepodge.
This sounds like it's right out of like Harry Potter or something.
It does.
You know,
it really does.
It's one of those words.
It's so great. So yeah, this is definitely rare, but I still use it. Like, this is one of those words that's just fun to say. And it is perfectly appropriate for both speaking anywhere, any of the parts, or writing. I mean, this is a great word.
This is great. This is great. But that's not the only one, right? There are a few others that we could also use to talk about things being mixed, things being varied. And it's not clear. There's not one way of doing something, right? Not things don't all fall into one bucket, for example. That would be the word mishmash.
Yeah, I love it.
That's a good one.
Mishmash. So that's very informal, though. Definitely don't use that in writing, but a mishmash. That's that would be so delightful to hear on the speaking exam for the examiner, guys. I really do use that. That's awesome. And then the next one, also a bit informal. We'll have one more formal one after this, though. So a grab bag. I like that. It's like a motley mixture. Oh, that's another one. Motley mixture. So a grab bag is just like, yeah, like a bunch of like maybe kind of random stuff, like just a mixture of different stuff. So guys, like, these are all great to describe having different opinions or advantages and disadvantages, or just like a lot of different things together, right? So it's applicable to all those situations.
When I think of the word grab bag, I always think of when my mom would host birthday parties for me. She would always at the end, like, every kid would get a grab bag, or they get to choose something out of the grab bag. You get like a prize for coming to the party. Do they still do that at kids' parties? Like, you get to choose something out of the grab bag.
Well, I think we, not exactly like that. We all make goodie bags now.
Okay.
All so goodie bags. Yeah. You could call them grab bags too, though, because they are just like little bags of just, I don't know, like some candy, maybe a Hot Wheel. But
Yeah,
kids, it's birthday parties, man.
It's, I know, right? Quite a production, I would imagine. Go ahead.
Like, you have to give presents to everyone that comes. Like, that's crazy.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. It's so much. But I mean, it's cool when we can kind of link the meanings of these, because you guys, we're learning a lot of new words here, right? Try to link them to a personal experience of your own if you can.
Definitely.
Create a new experience with the word and make that, you know, we talked last week, earlier this week, about pneumatic devices. It's along those lines. Like, what's the image that comes into your head when you think of a word? And then how do we apply that word on the IELTS test?
I love it. Yeah, for sure. So guys, if you just choose like two of today's phrases, maybe one formal, one informal, and like draw a picture, like literally draw a picture, something that reminds you what you would use this to describe in your real life, then you'll definitely use it on the exam. Like, that's perfect. Hello, hello, wonderful listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember to sign up for our YouTube Live. You can come live and ask me questions on YouTube. This will be January 23rd. Put it in your calendars. Also, sign up at allearsenglish.com/idioms, and that way you get immediate extra vocab. I will see you in the live show. The last formal one, guys, a medley. So this, like, the most common meaning would be to describe, like, to apply it to music, right? So a medley would be a song that has a few different genres in it, or like a few different songs that are put together into one. So like a Christmas medley might be one song that links together Jingle Bells and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas or something, right? So a medley, like, different stuff is linked together, but it could just be used easily as a mixture of anything.
Yeah, exactly. I love this. I love this. So should we do a couple of sample answers? What do you think, Jessica, for how to use some of these in a question?
Okay. This is going to be fun. So Lindsay, I'll ask you a speaking part one question.
Okay.
Do many people eat foreign food in your country today?
Well, I would really say that it's a mixed bag. I mean, it depends on who you're talking about. And it also really depends on where you live. I mean, if a lot of people, when they live in urban centers, they tend to really go crazy and seek out things like, you know, I don't know, Indian food and Thai food. Whereas when people live in the countryside, sometimes it's not that accessible. So I'd say it's a big mishmash. It's a bit of both.
That was great. Guys, definitely come back to the blog post. This is episode, what is it, 662. So yes. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes, guys, because I'll put these example sentences in there. Okay, Lindsay, can you ask me a speaking part three?
All right, here it is. So, Jessica, where do people spend most of their time online these days?
Oh, gosh. Well, again, like, it depends on who you're talking to. There's really a, it's really a grab bag. You could spend your time on social media. You could spend your time reading the newspaper. You could spend your time just checking your email and doing work stuff. I would say it's really a hodgepodge from person to person as to where they choose to spend their time online.
Excellent. I love it. You used hodgepodge and grab bag. So you started with one of these words and then at the conclusion, and I did the same thing, you finished with another word. So we really get that extra vocabulary in there.
That was great. Yeah. I mean, just paraphrasing and fitting in more impressive vocab. Yeah. And finally, guys, so of course, these are also applicable, the formal ones for writing. So a writing task to like problem solution question, for example, maybe part of it says, what are the causes for our current obesity epidemic? So yeah, there's how could we use the formal ones to answer that?
That's a good question. I mean, so we talked about the word potpourri, and we're ourselves, we're taking a little bit of a risk with this. I've never used this necessarily in a response, but I think it would be fun. I mean, that would be, totally. Do you think that would be formal enough for a writing task to response, potpourri?
Definitely.
Okay, that's so great.
Potpourri, the first meaning of potpourri, which pneumatic device to remember how to spell it, potpourri, that's how it's spelled. Anyway, so potpourri, again, one of those French words where we don't say all the sounds. Potpourri is like a little bag of dried flowers that smells good or, you know, just, I don't know, like, anyway.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first meaning, but we also use it metaphorically to talk about, again, a mixture. And I've never actually said it like that out loud, but I have read this word used in this way.
Interesting. Yeah. So, this is why reading widely is so important for the writing test and the speaking test, of course, but especially the vocabulary that we're going to get on the writing test. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So it could be like the topic sentence for the paragraph about causes. You could say something like, there is an undeniable potpourri of causes for this phenomenon. That would be a great sentence.
Yeah, that sounds really high level to me.
It does.
And very formal. So can you say that sentence one more time?
Oh, God, can I? There is, oh, God, what did I say?
Like something
there
like
an undeniable potpourri of causes for this phenomenon.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So guys, write that down. I mean, maybe that can be our assignment for our listeners today, right? To write a writing test to response, answering this question and using some of these new words that you've learned today, the ones that would be appropriate for writing test two.
Yeah, for sure. And come back to the blog, guys, and share your sample sentences on this post. I would love to read them.
Absolutely. Guys, let us know. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. Type 662 into that search box. At the top, you'll get this blog and write your response there. Awesome.
Awesome. Super fun.
So fun.
All right, Lindsay, happy 2019.
All right, we are in 2019. 2020 is just around the corner. Crazy stuff.
Slow down, man. Slow down.
slow down. So guys, thanks for hanging out with us today and we'll be back very soon. And don't forget to catch up with Jessica's YouTube Live coming up in January, right, Jessica? That's coming up on the 23rd.
Yes, January 23rd, you guys. And it's focused on vocabulary this time, but I will still answer any questions that you guys post. So sign up to get more free vocabulary, idioms. Go to allearsenglish.com/idioms. And that's how you can get reminders for this session if you sign up. And then we'll also send you some free vocabulary right away.
Sounds good to me. All right. See you back here very soon, Jessica. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.